9 after 7. I've read about it in the past. I think it was in the Northern Territory. They used to have specially tagged fish that if you caught them, you got a lot of money. Well, anglers who catch golden fish will earn up to $10,000 under a plan to get people hooked on our bushfire-hit regions again. Yalla Pulford, Minister for Fishing and Boating. Minister, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So what are you going to do? You're going to tag certain fish, release them in different rivers and lakes, and encourage people to get to the regions?
Yes, that's right. We're tagging 1,000 fish. The first couple of hundred have been done, 6 different species, and an added incentive of $10,000 or $2,000 for catching these to help encourage people back to our fire-affected community.
Who's putting up the money? The Victorian State Government?
The Victorian Fisheries Authority budget and existing programs will be able to fund this.
Hey, Minister, you've tagged 200 already. Are they in the water?
They are, but they're not released to the waters that we're targeting. They'll be launched when we're ready to begin. We're ready to begin the competition. They have a very, very important job ahead of them.
Are you going to crack a bottle of champagne against the side of a tinny or something in order to launch the fish, or...?
Willy Wonka for me, so yeah. I'm thinking, you know, I'm envisaging kids with lit up faces, delighted at having found a golden tag on their fish.
Where do you get these fish from that you stick the tag into? Do you breed them specially, or do you drag them out of the lake? And
we'll catch them and tag them. We have a massive fish stocking program in Victoria already, and we have on a much, much smaller scale tagged and had prizes on fish, like 3 or 4 fish. We've never had anything like this in Victoria before. But these are extraordinary times, and these communities are doing it tough. So we want to get the almost 1 million anglers in Victoria to pack the bag, pack the esky, but also pack the rod and reel.
Hey, Minister, when's this going to start? When's kickoff?
Well, look, we're absolutely confident that this will be ready to go by Easter. Just putting the finishing touches, making sure that where the fire activity has impacted water quality, those issues have settled and resolved so that we're putting the fish into a healthy environment.
Are all the fish that you're going to release in this competition going to be edible fish?
Oh, they are, yes. Yes, some of the dusky flathead are quite large. They'll be oversized, and so people will need to catch and release some of them, but yes, they're all fish that can be eaten. So in East Gippsland, black brim, dusky flathead, and King George whiting, and in the northeast parts, Murray cod, brown trout, and rainbow trout.
You would encourage people to get a license before they throw in a line.
We do, we do. It's $10 for 3 days or $35 for a year, and people can just jump online and get a license if they haven't got one.
Beauty, what's the Minister for Fishing and Boating's favourite fish?
Oh, that's a tricky question. Oh, the snapper are pretty good at this time of the year.
Yeah, never caught one. Minister, nice to chat with you.
I hope you like changes. You might get one of these.
Thank you. Cameron.
Good morning, Harry. You should just hold me thunder, mate. What I'd like to say is go get a licence. Have a look at your regulations. Go get a licence. This is how things like this happen. This is how we get jetties. This is how we get little fishing spots so kids can come. This is how we get the local... the local trout put in local dams and stuff so the kids and that can have a fish, you know. Make sure you get a licence, mate.
Good on you, because that licence money provides the things that of which Cameron speaks.